My guest at this time is Marilyn Musgrave, a former Colorado congresswoman and currently the vice president of government affairs at the Susan B. Anthony List, which is one of the most influential pro-life organizations in the country. As the March for Life hits Washington, D.C., she joins us to discuss the state of the pro-life movement and what pro-life leaders expect from this Republican president and Congress. And Congresswoman, thanks very much for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're only a few days into the Trump administration. Already he has signed the executive order reinstating the Mexico City policy, which forbids taxpayer dollars from being used for overseas abortions, or more specifically going for groups that perform them or advocate for them overseas. Also, the House has passed a bill. It's not yet gone to the Senate or the president that would make the Hyde Amendment permanent. And the Hyde Amendment, of course, bans taxpayer dollars from being used for abortions in this country. So what do you make of this start, and what else do you want to see in the next 100 days or even the next 2 years?
Well, I think that pro-life people have a great deal of encouragement all around them. I mean, it's amazing to think of the president's executive order. Yay, Republican presidents do that. His comments to a reporter saying, the March for Life doesn't really get very much coverage, does it? And we're thinking the faithful people that have come here to speak out for life, we're encouraged by these things. The House of Representatives vote, we had a reception for members of Congress that night, and to think that every Republican, and God bless the three Democrats that voted for H.R. 7, no taxpayer funding of abortion. I mean, it is very good times for us because we have hope that we can actually make gains for life. So it's a good day to be pro-life. It's just an amazing time here in the city. Of course, we also had women marching in Washington, D.C., and pro-life women were not invited. How about that?
Well, we're certainly going to talk about that in just a moment. But let's stay with Congress for just a minute. How far do you think the pro-life agenda can advance in the next couple of years? There's been attempts in the past couple of Congresses to institute the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, basically a ban after 20 weeks. There's even been an effort now to input a heartbeat bill, which would ban abortion once a heartbeat is detected in an unborn child. So what do you think is feasible in this Congress?
Well, first of all, let's go back to the four commitments that candidate Trump made to the people of this country who cherish life. He made a pledge to work to defund Planned Parenthood, to support Unborn Child Pain Capable Act, to make the Hyde Amendment permanent, to nominate pro-life justices to the Supreme Court. I might add that that's the big one. That is the big one. But when we have an idea of what can happen right away, I believe that defunding Planned Parenthood, redirecting those dollars to other health care providers that don't do abortion, I think that's the one that's most quickly attainable by the House and the Senate through the reconciliation process, a budget process, redirecting those dollars, requiring it. It's passed the House before, it'll pass the House again, and when it goes to the Senate, it will just need a simple majority to pass. Rather than the 60 vote, the filibuster will not be a problem. So it's not done yet, but I think that's going to happen. We've gotten strong commitments from the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. We've gotten strong commitments from the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell. And I think it was encouraging to pro-life people around this country to hear the comments of Speaker Ryan at a town hall saying that, yes, we are planning on defunding Planned Parenthood, redirecting those dollars to providers that can provide better health care for women. And by the way, they outnumber Planned Parenthood facilities 20 to 1. I'm paraphrasing, but his remarks were a great deal of encouragement to all of us.
We're talking with Marilyn Musgrave of the Susan B. Anthony List. And Marilyn, let's talk for a moment about the March for Life. You mentioned it doesn't get as much coverage as most marches its size get in Washington, D.C. Regardless of the press coverage, though, what do you think the march itself has meant to the pro-life movement over the past 40-plus years?
Well, it's hard to describe the feeling when you're standing among thousands of people who are pro-life, and you hear encouraging speakers It's just something that's hard to describe, but I can tell you, as someone who's been in the pro-life movement for decades, the March for Life, with now the faces of many young people, is an incredible encouragement to me, because those of us who have stood for life through the years, the faithful people who have prayed, who have marched, who have worked at crisis pregnancy centers, who have helped elect pro-life legislators and worked for pro-life laws that save lives, we are seeing the new face of the pro-life movement, and that is incredibly encouraging as we see millennials speaking up for life. And, you know, you think of how science is on our side. I can remember the day where they said it was just a blob of tissue. That's what they would tell a pregnant woman. And now we know that those precious little babies are operated on in utero. We know that they can feel pain after the fifth month of pregnancy. We know these things. It's not disputable anymore. So the preciousness of that unborn child, the humanness, is ever more and more evident, especially to the millennials that are marching. I remember the day I saw the picture of my grandson, Isaac. It was an ultrasound picture. And I knew even then that he was going to look just like his daddy. And by the way, he does. And, you know, that ultrasound speaks volumes. That's the image that we see that people are sharing with their family and friends. Science is on our side. And now we have the opportunity to do things in the pro-life movement that I've not seen in my lifetime. It's a very encouraging time.
Marilyn, you've mentioned a couple of things now that lead right into what I wanted to get to. One is the Women's March, and the other is ultrasounds. In the last week, we saw the Women's March in Washington. As you mentioned, the leaders told pro-life women they were not welcome or were not considered feminists, and the march largely seemed to make anatomy the centerpiece of the event. We also saw an effort in one publication this week to suggest that ultrasounds were giving false information about the humanity of unborn children. So how would you characterize where the other side is in this debate right now?
Well, you know, in the Women's March, I was among those women. I was walking around among them, making lots of observations. I didn't get a really clear message. You know, there were several messages that were being given there. I did see men walking with pink posters that says, "I stand with Planned Parenthood." I find that very interesting when Planned Parenthood, the abortion giant in this country, is under a great deal of scrutiny, especially after the findings of the select panel on infant lives that have made many referrals on Planned Parenthood. So I can't wait for the day that, you know, people realize what really goes on in Planned Parenthood facilities. But I must say to you, as a woman, I had this feeling when I saw that in the Women's March, those men with those signs. I thought, does that in any way relieve you of your responsibility for your sexual actions? And if children are produced by that, do you just want them aborted? Do you not want them supported and taken care of? So it was an interesting emotional time for me to be among those marches, and it sometimes, you know, it was, again, very unclear what their message really was. But the message of the pro-life march will be very clear. More and more Americans are becoming pro-life. In regard to ultrasounds, how can you, by any stretch of the imagination, saying that women are being given false information? It's just precious to me when you see local communities, pro-life people supporting mobile ultrasound units. And I love it when a pastor gets up in his church and saying, because of your donations for this mobile ultrasound, you have saved many lives. Because when women see the image, they know that that is a child, that is their baby. So there's a reason that the pro-choice crowd doesn't want women to see the ultrasound, because the humanness of that child is very evident right there for the mother to see.
Marilyn, last topic, the latest report from the Guttmacher Institute, which is admittedly part of a pro-life or rather pro-choice effort. Their numbers say that abortions are consistently reduced, and we're now under a million a year, which is quite a bit lower than it was a couple of decades ago, and is continuing a downward trend. What do you believe? First of all, do you believe the numbers? Secondly, what do you think is responsible for that?
Well, I do believe that the Guttmacher Institute has a very pro-abortion bias, but it is my hope that abortions are going down. But when you quantify the numbers, it's heartbreaking. When you think of how many unborn children's lives are taken. So it's my desire that we end abortion in this country, but at this particular time in history, this president doing by executive order the Mexico City policy, preventing our tax dollars from going to organizations that provide aid for people in other countries, when you think of the ability that this Congress has to defund Planned Parenthood and redirect those dollars, lives will be saved. And when I think of the Hyde Amendment, you know, that was passed in 1976. It was an amendment that prevented our tax dollars from going for abortion. Our research arm, Charlotte Lozier Institute, the counter to Guttmacher, says the Hyde Amendment has saved over 2 million lives since 1976. And it's my prayer that at this time in history, we will look back on our efforts, our marching, our support for women and their babies, the acts of this Congress, of this president. We will look back and know that many, many lives have been saved.
Well, we'll certainly be watching to see what this administration and this Congress do with this opportunity on the pro-life issue, as well as, of course, many others. Marilyn, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Marilyn Musgrave served in the U.S. Congress from Colorado, and she is currently the Vice President of Government Affairs at the Susan B. Anthony List, one of the most influential pro-life groups in the United States. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.